on a choosy Tuesday, we chose to be hanging out with Usiyabonga Mlangeni. Born and bred in Pietermaritzburg, Swiss is also is another name, or maybe Ngati alter ego. And he is, of course, a club host, aspiring model, actor, voiceover artist, and all-around entertainer, you know, with a personality that's sometimes sweet, sometimes salty, but always the life of a party. He knows how to turn any event into an unforgettable experience. And with that said, let's welcome him to the show. XS Swiss, welcome to the show, brother. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm an angel.
Oh, Ukraine, I'm saying
I'm you?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. I'm awesome. I'm awesome. It was really enjoying. You're a life of a party, Don. Nini no no kuba sweet.
Hey, man, the intro.
Eh?
The intro is crazy.
And that's you, bro. How does it feel to be you with all of those accolades?
Well, honestly, bro, I just feel I don't know. There's no certain feeling towards it because I'm just me, man. Like, I don't know, you know. It just feels normal.
It's just you, man. It's just you.
Yeah. No gimmicks.
Life of a party, when they say, young tall, when we're out there. But no, let's get into it just quickly, Mpana. We've got even a Iskates Nanjan. How did your big brother experience actually shape you, you know, both personally and professionally, Otiami? And what did you take away from being on such a massive platform?
Essentially, what I realized about this whole journey is when it comes to my personal growth, I already came out the house as, not just as a new person, that's very cliche, but I came out having learned a lot in terms of myself and how to deal with certain things in terms of conflict and living with different people and learning the cultures and, you know, caring about other people's upbringings, then it's life-changing. I'll say that definitely is very life-changing.
Yeah.
And when it comes to my work and everything else, man, it's been crazy. It's literally been crazy.
I'm sure it has
I've
been.
I've never worked at such a high level. Yeah.
And then, I mean, what was the biggest challenge that you faced in the Big Brother house, Mvana? And, you know, how did you even stay true to yourself, you know, in that high-pressure environment, as much as you're saying you're learning different types of people in the house there? And what was the biggest challenge?
Well, being someone who has, like, a struggle with mental health, man, it was trying to grasp something solid to hold on to and not let whatever happens in the house or my thoughts take over to a point where I can't now continue, you know. It's finding solid people like Tyrone, Nate, Jojo, Sini, and some of my close friends that I made in the house, you know. It made it very easy for me to not zone up and go to a dark spot whenever I felt that way, you know. To have someone there that made it make the journey very easy, because mental health is not easy, bro. Like, some days are good, some days are bad, and it's you don't really know how the day's gonna go. Having people around you.
And I mean, since you're Big Brother, then, I mean, how has your career as a club host or maybe influencer and entertainer evolved? I mean, since the Big Brother house, man.
Well, I'm not working at no small club no more. So.
Shout out to you.
I mean, it's been nice, bro. Doing outdoor events more often now. Doing like apprentices and big proper clubs that I've always just wanted to see into the door, you know. Having that invite to come through and being treated in a specific way. It's really nice now. I don't lie, life is nice and good right now.
So he's super manja. So he's super manja, man. And of course, I mean, now if Miguel to we parents are going to attention. I mean, now go everyone is on your case, you know. But how do you even stay grounded and still be authentic, even?
You know what's funny is that I don't see myself as like a famous dude, bro. I'm just Swiss from Pittsburgh, man. This is the same regular dude that went on the show, came out. I still do the same shit, same stuff, sorry. I still hang out with my friends, you know, still hang out with my friends on the weekends whenever I can. I'm still at home with my nephew and nieces. And the only thing that makes me realize it's okay, something has changed, is when people approach you asking for pictures and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, okay. But other than that, bro, I think my friends raised me. I think it's superstar, Ekaya. So yeah. If you go home, you still gotta do the dishes, you still gotta wash the car, you still gotta do like normal stuff. Bro.
Yeah, you gotta do the dishes, you gotta do the laundry out time, you gotta do the cleaning, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go to bed, okay, no shout.
Danke. And no, I mean, as we wrap it up, Mfana, looking ahead, obviously, we're looking at a brighter future when out here. And then now, le exposure le we tole vele via Big Brother to even build your brand, manje. Like, we spanisa kanjani lento le?
So, one thing I realized that out of the house, you build a lot of connections with a lot of people in a lot of different places and different levels.
Sure.
So, for me, right now, it's just a thing of navigating where I want to go and which field I want to be in, you know, because as much as I want to be everything, I have to be very, very realistic with life. I can't be all over the place. So right now, just navigating, you know, trying to find proper footholding. Like, I know right now I'm trying to do, I'm into a lot of presenting and acting. I'm trying to move into that avenue, but, you know, so far so good, man. I mean, I've met the right people, talking to the right people right now, and yeah.
Even 19 I'm trying to find a skate away no good as in it's on a Tuesday. Tuesday what is the stay among I'm langin aka Swiss when I'm afraid. And of course with that said, Mfana, all the best in everything that you do. And man, may the good God actually grant you with a whole lot out here. I mean, more blessings to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much. Thank you for giving me this time, bro. Truly appreciate it.
No, Swiss, my nigga, thank you so much, my brother. And we'll certainly, you know what, look forward to seeing you on the screens, looking forward to hearing your voices, you know, on some voiceover ads, you know, and maybe we might just be meeting at a club somewhere in Jesu Tichi.
You let me know, bro. You rock.
Shout out, my brother. And that's how we wrap it up this morning. Remember, you are the best. Now you got to go out there and make it happen. Choose positivity all the way. And happy birthday to myself. It's Arios, amigos. I'll see you again tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Rise FM Breakfast. Ciao, ciao.